Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's pretty like much it, really.
She got off the plane, Connecticut, called Kathy, said he ruined another thing.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go out there. You would have
he destroyed
the forecast.
Honey, I'm going to go, I think for the rest of her life, she vacationed with my sister.
Sure. Yeah. Kathy, it rains in Connecticut, too. I didn't need to go there for that.
He got him a house infested with snakes. So he decides what any normal person would do, he's going to smoke them out. So he puts some hot coals with some smoky stuff in the basement. But he puts the coals too close to some combustible materials. And the house goes up like a Roman candle.
Oh, no.
I literally stopped. I said, why are we fighting about who's... We're watching a beautiful show. Why can't we just watch the show? And he goes, because it's your mother. Your mother can't be happy. And then she gets into... I could have gone to space.
What?
If your father just let me go to college.
Oh.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
This isn't quite right, is it?
You've got, a menu on screen.
I know I do.
Well, I like the fact that people now know how we capture you.
Yeah, luminescence.
Yes, your sharpness is a strong two.
Strong two.
I'm just trying to fix it.
Well, anyone at home with a high-def video camera...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I can't feel anything.
That's a solar flare.
That's the Three Mile Island setting. Is that anything? That's like a 40-year-old reference.
I know what that is.
Sorry.
It's a meltdown.
Oh, better.
All right.
That'll do. But the menu, man.
You do have a glow to you today.
Why? Well,
a glow.
A lovely glow.
It's lovely.
Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming to you all over the place. We're really, really happy to have you here on a Get Your Act Together Monday. From Taos, New Mexico, Los Osos, California, Volcanoes National Park on the Big Island in Hawaii, Aarborg, Iceland, Carbondale, Illinois, and Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Mike O'Mara Show is on... Now, what a weekend.
I had to Google if it's okay to call it the Big Island, but apparently they call it the Big Island.
What do you mean you had to Google if you call it the Big Island?
Well, I mean, it sounded sort of rubbish when they said, I'm on the Big Island at the Volcanoes Park.
Did you really graduate magna cum laude from your high school, or did you do both? Did you go magna in college? Have you created the image that you're smart?
No, I've created no image. Apparently,
you graduated from VCU magna cum laude.
Yes, exactly. I think a 3.7.
But you still say things like on accident, and then you don't know that
I say on accident, ironically, because I hate when people say on accident. But I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure that when we do our cities, I Google every city that we put in our open because I want to make sure it's valid, it's right.
And but it is the Big Island.
I guess. I didn't know. I've never been to Hawaii.
It's referred to. I've never been to the Big Island. Yeah. I've been to Maui, but I've never been to the Big Island.
But
and I
have
one of my saddest days in Maui. I had one of the saddest days in Maui and a trip to Maui that, that I've ever had.
I went to Maui and you didn't tell me you had a
Oscar,
sad day there.
Oscar, this was not a funny sad day either. This was just a sad day. This is a sad experience. Because, the funny bad experiences when I travel are you insult the girlfriend and she flies home.
Yes.
That's an in-between relationship that did not last for me.
The classic is when she handed you your passport because you might not have had it.
In the airport.
Yes.
You remember it.
Yes.
That's funny. That's my tragedy.
What's the is
great for everybody.
I don't know.
Sowie Maui.
Years and years ago.
Sowie Maui.
I go out to Maui and have a great vacation. And it's a beautiful place, and it's got great golf, which I love. It's got great beaches.
It's glorious.
It's a lot of travel to get out there. And I go out there
expensive.
It's expensive. Well, it's back in the radio days. Mm-hmm. It was back in the radio days when, it was not elusive.
Things were different.
And so things were a lot different. And then My dad passed away. Oh. And when my dad, I never talked about this, when my dad passed away after years and years and years, the thing that really was making my mom chug along, because she falls into that giver category,
right,
was that she was taking care of him. That was her identity. That's right. What she was doing. And very shortly after his passing, she... And I think this is not unusual for caregivers and people that really make a part of their identity taking care of somebody who's not in great health. They tend to fade themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And they tend to go into get into rough shape. That was the case with my mom. It was scary, actually. And I made the determination that after seeing this, my dad had passed away the year prior, and we watched my mom have a pretty bad year. I decided that I was going to take her to Maui because I thought it was such a life-affirming, beautiful place to be. So she's going to fly out.
I've never talked about this.
This is so brand new.
Yeah.
Wow. All right,
well, I rehash a lot of my old stuff because, you know,
I'm old. You don't rehash your stuff. I'm just saying this is something that, for one reason or another, you've never shared.
Yeah.
Well, this was, I want to say, it would have been either December or March. I don't remember. It's too long ago.
Okay.
But we are going to meet my mom. My ex-wife and I are going to meet my mom in either San Francisco or Los Angeles. I want to say Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because that's where you connect to go to Hawaii. And so we
so
meet
she
her.
She flew
and
I, from Connecticut to the West Coast.
She got there. She got to L.A.
Right.
Via New England, by my childhood home in Connecticut. And so she gets off the plane, and I looked, oh, man. I said, wow. I just said, boy, this trip is needed. And
what a
it
nice
was,
son.
Yeah.
It was really, really something that was my way at the time of compensating for all the sadness and all the grief that I'd gone away from losing my first parent and knowing that she was in rough shape too. And she gets off. I'll never forget. We waited for her in LA and she gets off the plane and she just looks like hell.
Yeah.
Really. As my mom was someone who, yeah, she was put together in, I don't talk about this often because it's just not funny, but I mean, I will tell you that the woman on, I don't want to say a limited budget, but it was, guys, when I look back on it, it was a limited budget, especially after my dad passed away, could just put herself together
right.
And never looked, so many women from that generation and people from that generation did not require a lot of money to look their best, to always be put together.
I'm with you.
And like normal, she was put together and presentable and looked good, but she was, her face was haggard, she was tired.
Oh. Careworn.
She, she had the sadness of a year of mourning her husband, almost a year, on her face. And so when she got off there, I said, oh, I'm so glad I'm doing this. So we connect and we're going to fly to Maui, and we get to Maui. And we land on, I believe it was a DC-10. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
We land on a DC-10 and it's rocking and rolling, stuff like wind, rain, wind, landing in Maui. And it is just sheets of rain the first day we're there, which is Saturday. You know, Sunday, we wake up, you can hear the...
Oh, wow.
I think it's December when we go, because they have a rainy spell
right.
in December there, and sheets of rain on Sunday. Hawaii is like down here. It's an outdoor spot. That's where you go. You go to outdoor venues. Everything is outside. When you get that kind of inclement weather, it's just not a hunker down place.
Right.
There's literally nothing going on. There's not a lot to do. So I'm bumming on this a little bit. And, you know, even when we went out, to get, to go like to shop somewhere for touristy stuff, that's open air. So you can't do that. You can't really do anything in Maui. You find that out. Maybe the whole area of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it's bumming me out a little bit. But I'm like, eh, it's weather. It's the islands. It'll pass like this. And this is not rain. This is rain with 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts with a system that's coming through. So it rains all day Saturday, all day Sunday. On Monday, I wake up. rain pouring coming out. And I actually called the weather service in Maui. This is how long ago it was. This was not get on your computer and figure out. I call and I actually spoke to someone. I said, so when is the when is this going to break up? And the guy says to me, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, it's like so when we were there, Mike, someone said, oh, because I went with my brother on his dime, because he's an anesthesiologist and much more successful than I am, and he married an anesthesiologist who's much more successful than I am. So I and my wife go ahead, and yeah, we're nannies. We know what we're there for.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
No problem.
And they had we were there. It started raining the last day we were there, and the gentleman said, you're so lucky. It's going to rain for 4 days.
Yeah.
I said, it's just going to rain for 4 days out of the blue. That's how you know. He goes, that's how it is here.
Wow.
And that's what I got.
I was
sitting there saying, it's so bad that, and I'm not talking about just rain. I am talking about not really being able to do anything. And we determined at a certain point that we just cut our losses and we rebook for Tuesday. To get out of there, because it's just not a point in paying.
There's not
what
much
we
you
paying.
Can do.
There's just not much you can do. And we decide, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever. We fly back and we connected in Los Angeles again on the way back. And that's where we are going back to DC and my mom's going back to New England. And I'm not proud of this, and I didn't really break down, but I had a moment, quiet moment, but just looking at my mom and said, I wanted to do this for you, and I am so sorry. And she said, what the hell are you talking about? You can't control what the weather is. And she got on her plane, being the giver that she always is, you know, she made me feel better.
Right.
And then she got on the plane, and that was it. And that was bottom after my father died. That was when I just said, oh God. And it just was so depressing and sad when you're trying to be the good son and do that. And really, when you think about it, the good son would have been, you know, go up there and hang out with her more, but I couldn't do that with radio. It was weird. It was a weird time, but that was my, I don't know how I got on that kick, but it was, that was the memory that I had. And just, you know, check the forecast. If you're traveling, you know, 12 hours by plane, you might want to know what's going on.
But nobody knows that. And we didn't have the. It's not like the web would tell you, like, if you go and it starts raining, it's four days of that.
Yeah, yeah, no, so it was, you know, it's not like they didn't have extended forecast, but it was just a really, really sad time. And I will never, ever forget that. Then, and this is the happy ending, folks, because this is when I went to school and my mom taught me something. And I'll tell you, I'm going to talk about in a second this show alone. That is the most educational show I've seen in a very, very long time. Then she finds her purpose again. She dives in to her volunteer work, where she is making people who are in much more of a dire situation, much sadder lives, much more of a problem. And she dives in with all of her heart. And she had a renaissance. And the part of her life, right up until the time she stopped doing it because she couldn't anymore, was wonderful, because that's how she funneled it in. She was doing for other people. And in turn, she got more out of it herself, and she thrived. She thrived. I watched her come back from this and get through that tough period of time and throw herself into working at a hospital for other people. And she was she did a fantastic job with it, and was they were so overcrowded at one point, or so short of office space. And at this hospital, my mom was in charge for a long time of something called day surgery, where these children at the children's hospital would come in and have procedures during the day. They could be anything.
Right.
But she said, Mary, we're really short on office space. And she said, well, I could process the paperwork on that gurney over there. And there is the most beautiful picture. My sister has it, I believe, of my mom in the hallway at Newington Children's Hospital with with her paperwork on a gurney with a big smile on her face because she was the one at the time who said, well, I don't need this. I just give me this and I can do it that way and move me over to Lyft. And they put her on a gurney and that was her spot.
It takes an amazing type. And I dealt with it from the other side. I saw so many volunteers. And
they're good people, aren't they? They really are special people.
The most amazing people. And it is... They're cut from a different cloth. They really are. Because they are so
selfless. I agree.
I've
seen the same thing when I've been there.
They are so selfless. And there's
a goodness there for a lot of those volunteers that are real special.
And they're dealing with people that are at their bottom rung most of the time.
Absolutely.
They convey a hope and an optimism and a positiveness that is just unreal. And so
there's every chance I'll be doing this show till I'm blowing spit bubbles. But the fact is
two more weeks.
If I didn't do this, I'd do that because it's that.
I'm
going to
tell my
important.
Mom to get off her ass and get out there.
Oh, like, she'll be a happier human being.
Literally,
she'll be a happier
What's
human
she watching
being.
Watching all her stories.
Oh no, no, don't watch stories. No. Stories going to wither up, and you're going to
get there.
You're going to be there, and but that's people. There's a fit for this kind of stuff. And
she's mobile.
She can sit on El Gurney.
Yes,
lot paperwork.
She loves to complain, talk to people.
Is she really going to help the friends of the friendless?
I mean, they can complain each other.
I suppose, maybe.
So it brings up the show that I've told all our listeners about. The show that I really can't stress enough is not only entertaining, but educational, like I've never seen. I can't imagine going out for a long weekend into a Florida Everglades campground without any stuff, much less what these people
do. Well, Mike,
do.
Face it. You had a hard time 4 days in a Hawaiian hotel in the rain.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Taken.
That was very nice, Rob. Thank you. And anyway, you weren't there, okay? You weren't there. There was nothing we could do.
I know.
Anyway,
I understand.
So, you know, I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
But anyway, this one, I love the way he sums it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, really.
She got off the plane, connected, called Kathy, said he ruined another thing.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go out there. You would have
looked at the forecast. You know, honey, I'm going to go, I think for the rest of her life, she vacationed with my sister.
Sure. Yeah. Kathy, it rains in Connecticut, too. I didn't need to go there for that.
Paul would have known better.
Paul would have looked at a newspaper. Look at this 7 day. There he is. He's done it again.
He's just never been a planner, dear.
He has his good points, Kathy. He does.
You know, it's all that money, and it didn't make a difference.
He was funny, though. He was funny the whole trip.
He made me laugh.
He did the voices.
It's just, you know, it just doesn't plan things. You know, December apparently is the rainy season.
Always has been.
Just don't know what he was doing, but it was sad. I felt bad for him. I feel sorry for him, like we all do. Thank you. That's a pretty good
Did you make
spin-off.
Him feel better, Mom? I guess.
I guess, but you know him with his temper. Where was I? All right, so we're watching...
Alone.
We're watching Alone. All right, the combination of this show, if you like it, and some of, thank you for the listeners who have gotten back to me and let me know that they appreciate the recommendation.
Getting rave reviews.
On this.
Yes.
It was on History when it was on. I don't know when they repurpose a show and they put it on Netflix and you don't get the commercials and you binge it. I don't know where it was before.
Rob's looking
at the
network
right now. Probably
A&E?
A History Channel. I think it was A&E History, one of those. I'm binging it because it's on Netflix, and I think they get new life, right? When they go on a Netflix,
they get a new audience.
Are
into this?
So it's
It was
just...
on the History Channel, Mike. You called it.
Okay, Bingo. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, other than to say that there are 10 people that go on to this this Arctic odyssey, and whoever can survive 100 days in this insane environment with nothing. They literally drop them down with no shelter, no food, nothing. They're on their own. They have tools, and that's it. They've got limited tools, by the way. I can't even describe how wonderful this show is because this is the anti-survivor. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make a big deal about that in front of Carla because Carla loves Survivor
she
so
has
much.
But always, I said, right?
This is Survivor without the crap.
Yeah.
This is Survivor without the Johnny Fairplay element of deception and that.
Richard
and by
Hatch.
The way, we should book Johnny Fairplay because he's going to be on the new Steve Harvey Judge show.
Oh, John Dalton?
Yeah, John Dalton. John Fairplay Dalton.
John Dalton.
Love to have Johnny on because he just posted it that he's going to be going on that show.
Oh, good.
It looks funny. I hate to, you know, look, Steve Harvey was a DJ too. So, and then he became successful. And so, you know,
but
I'm jealous.
Don't look him in the eye.
So anyhow, we're watching this show and these people are, you know, they're varying degrees of resourceful, but they're all pretty resourceful.
Uh-huh.
There's the resourceful, Megatron who's there, who we like the best too, because he's just so good at what he's doing. And, you know, you see things like the hunting, the gathering, the taking down of animals to eat, the processing of the animals. And I don't want to give away, but there's one guy that's particularly good at it. And he's this big guy and he's an older guy too, compared to the people. You got to be a young person out there. This guy's 48. That's old for dealing with all this kind of stuff out there. And, we go on the family. My daughter Catherine turns me on to it and this particular guy. And then we start loving this particular guy because he's so good. And then Carla finds out that, the part of Pennsylvania he's from is her roots. Out there. And at one point, what is he doing? He's never not working. He's never, never not working. And so he gets game. He builds a beautiful shelter. He is able to process the animals very well.
He kills
tons of, they all kill animals.
Wow.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal. Oh, did I mention, I've said this before, their only video recordings are their own.
GoPros.
They do not have any, there are not camera crews out there. There is an electronic device where they can communicate if there's an emergency. That's it. But they do not, is that you breathing or is that Pony?
Well, it's not me.
No, Mike is.
But it might be me, but you're telling. I'm thrilled with the story.
I'm hearing. Who is it, Oscar?
Would be Rob. I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll mind my breathing.
I heard it earlier today where you were kind of leaning on the microphone. So getting back to this anyway, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked because I heard breathing. It's like somebody's in the room with me and I'm you know, I feel like I'm
bring
in a scene
an element of sex to the show.
From Saw. That's exactly what it is. And Carla, and we're going, look at that guy. Yeah, look at that. Man, oh, man. And she looks over at me. And this is right. We're watching it in bed because we're just about to go sleepy. We're just about to go sleepy by. You're such an asshole. You really are.
What?
You really are. You are. Just, you know, the separate agendas on the show going 24/7. And Carla looks over at me and goes, wow, he's in see something else. And she says, you can't even sleep without a breathing machine.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. I said, thank you, honey. Thank you, dear. I think it was worse than that. I think she said something along the lines of, you need a machine to help you breathe. That's what she said. Talking about my CPAP machine.
Yeah, nothing screams sex appeal and the laws of attraction. Like
I didn't have it on at that moment, Oscar.
No, no. You know? She just was like, look at that man and look at your machine.
Yeah, and I looked at her and I said, hey, I feel strong now. Yes, sirree. And we start laughing because it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And
funny.
I can't stop thinking about it that we're watching this guy cutting timber and trapping animals and shooting animals and fishing and making fire and building rock chimneys in the middle of that. And I'm sitting here, you know, in an easy chair, you know, going, I'm sorry I ate all the popcorn. I'm really, really sorry. If you're like me, not only will you get entertainment and education out of this show, it'll make you feel soft as a marshmallow.
Here.
It really, really will. And we take it for granted. You take it for granted. Please watch this show, people.
Yes.
It's going to make you a better human being. And this is the last thing I will say about this show. It is my experience watching this program that you hear it all the time. And I've always said, oh, sure, have a positive attitude. The people that are out there I'm reasonably sure when it winnowed down to the last few, they were the people that did all the talking about what they were doing or how beautiful it was or this is going gratitude. To be difficult, but this is how I'm going to do it. Yeah. Without the... And then there was one guy who... you'll see who it is. This guy is the slacker of slackers. And he starts a shelter, I think, the first day he's there. And there are two logs on each side in a little square.
Yeah.
And it's a cut and groove type of thing. So they're beautifully fitted.
Like
almost
Lincoln
like
logs, yeah.
Like Lincoln Log real log cabin. And it kind of stays there for the entire stay that he's on there. And you hear him going, well, looks like they got my animals again out of the trap. Well, they got the animals because you think he sets the trap. And then 6 days later, after he's been sleeping, he goes out and... you know, sees that the animal, it's just, you really, it's a study in human behavior. I am not saying that these people that, you know, get down to the end are spectacular human beings, but when it comes down to the idea of surviving,
you built a certain way.
You have to either do, you have to be a doer or a non-doer. And if you're not a doer, you're just not going to do it.
How much? I mean, the doing part is huge, but what about the attitude part? Back to the attitude part.
Right,
do you think
attitude,
a non-doer with a good attitude would be
no
okay
not gonna work
okay.
Because the doer, there are three factors that I found that you need if you're ever dropped out there in the middle of nowhere. And if you're ever somebody who wants to do some real wilderness camping or deep camping, I would recommend highly you probably read everything you can get your hands on about it, because the guy that will eventually, or the girl that will eventually win this, there's a tremendous amount of knowledge, and the knowledge is really essential to making your way out there. Then there's mental toughness. Then there's a positive attitude. It's just a study. The thing about this is when you think about survivor, that's not survivor. They're not really surviving. This is Alone, which was a real survivor show.
Right.
And not that they're going to die. I'm talking about that they're going to last without what they call tapping out. And I know I've gone on and on and on about this, but, you know, when I look and talk about something where you kind of think, will I ever be able to accomplish it? Probably not. Mm. I'm not bitching. I'm not breathing. But I do realize that, you know, it's kind of a difficult part of me that I'm not really proud of. And, you know, if you watch something that betters yourself, you know, you go, I can't sit there. But then I got, you know, I took my son to a football game over the weekend and watched my Giants for a little over two quarters before we decided to go back home. You know, we all went all the way over to see the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, and I looked at him in the eye. I said, did you enjoy this? Yes. I said, yeah, you got to stick with our team, even though they're not really good. And based on the parking prices at this stadium, oof, I'll take you again maybe when you're 18.
Oh.
10 years. Well, you can't.
I know.
We saved up for it, and it was a big deal to, to get there. And, you know, the ticket prices, everybody knows it's expensive to go to sporting events, but you can't do the combination of both. It's been a long time since I've been to an NFL football game, and I don't know what it's like at FedEx Field, but
parking prices.
Parking pass to get in for one game.
No, I get it. Parking pass.
It's insane.
5 years ago, when I had season tickets, was $100.
Yeah.
10 years ago or 15 when I was announcing, I was technically working for the organization.
Yeah.
They did not give me parking, and it cost $40.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So maybe because I just didn't do a lot of football games when I was in
what
D.C.
did they charge?
$200.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
But was that at the stadium? Because I used to have to park at the Praise the Lord church.
Yeah. If you Praise the Lord, get you $40 all day.
All day.
You gotta walk too much.
I was a newbie and it looked like I'm parked far away. We walked a country mile to get there. It was a lot of tailgating. My son had a good time, but I'm looking at him and in my mind was this show Alone as the Giants began with their backup quarterback. A backup quarterback, Mike Glennon, who has been with, I think, five teams.
Was he not good at checking his traps?
Mike Glennon would have fallen into the water and died of hypothermia based on his performance. You know what he was great at?
What?
Throwing the ball away. You know when your quarterback doesn't want to get a sack and you throw it away?
Yeah.
He was fantastic at that.
Number one in the league.
Really? Oh, absolutely throw it. But I found myself, you know, in a public environment What was the line about our running back? Yeah. Oh, at one point, Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants dropped a pass, and I went, yep, yep, you're a superstar. And I found myself, no, keep that in.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
right.
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Set an example. Mm-hmm. I've already set the table for my son.
Tilt the
ice. He's a mini bitcher, too. So I really have
mini
to be.
Mini bitcher.
A mini bitcher, yes. He is a mini bitcher. But. You know, overall, the experience was a good one for him. It was just delightful to be with him, yeah. and that
He'll
was
remember
fun.
Remember that forever.
He will.
And then it was back home to the machine that helps me breathe. You know, and sleeping, and you know, and the thing about it is that. It really is. It's so much top of mind. I so wanted to come in here and talk about it. A, because my wife had that funny line,
right?
You know, where she's looking at me and I'm like, "Yes, I am. I'm a weak old man. I'm a weak old man." You know, and you know, you watch these guys, you know, climbing mountains to get their kill and doing all this stuff, and then I, you know, I'm walking down the steps at Hard Rock Stadium over in Miami, and I'm walking down. I, you know, I look like Angela Lansbury in an assisted living facility the way I'm going down the steps,
at,
you know.
Look at that wonderful grandfather with his grandson.
Yeah, well, you know what you realize? When you live in a house like mine and you play a golf course that doesn't have a lot of hills, you won't realize that my life is really lived on a on one level.
Yes.
My wife is, you know, my life is really lived on, and I'm not talking figuratively, I'm talking literally.
Literally, yeah.
So, you know, it was good, but now we hoofed it a bit. I'm talking about 15,000 steps probably yesterday. You know, we got around, and apparently when we were leaving the game at the beginning of the third quarter, by the way, if your team sucks, that's the biggest advantage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not halftime, because you a little surge at halftime, but if you dive into about 5 minutes into the third quarter and you get the first drive from your team where they go and they gack it, then you can leave without trouble. And as we're walking out, so you guys coming back in? I said, no, we're leaving for this. Or, I guess you missed the fight. I said, fight? Yeah, up in section. They had 12 officers that had to come and break up.
All
Giants
right.
fans and Miami fans. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with that price point, I can't wrap my head around that. That you've got people that spend that much money. But, you know, I forgot also the alcoholism that surrounds major NFL contest.
But then you're talking $15 beers. How do you even get drunk without taking out a reverse mortgage?
I think these people are well along their way by the time they get into the stadium.
The pregame.
Yes, of course.
Because the pregame starts at about 11 a.m.
It was 1 o'clock
by the time it was a 1 o'clock kickoff, and they're well along.
90.
You know. Yeah, it's terrific. But the moral of this story is be positive. Try not to breathe with the assist of a breathing machine,
sure.
which would... are you still using yours, or was it too uncomfortable?
I slept better without it, so I don't use it.
Well, you could die.
Well, so be it.
Yeah, there you go. There, that's all you need to know, folks. You'd last 16 seconds out there on the tundra. You would say,
yeah, but
no, you would live off your body stores. You would live off your body stores because that's a big deal out there.
Yeah, Jeopardy's more my scene.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
If I were to do TV.
You don't have any electricity out there, Rob.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I would do the show Jeopardy. I wouldn't
to
do
yourself?
Alone. Yeah.
In your mind?
Oh, you would do the show Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Oh, you're a contestant.
Yeah.
Oh, I see now.
Well, no, you know what? Maybe we'll.
Rob and I are like squaring off right now,
yeah,
so that's why he's thinking of you know, we're bantering, and I don't know how to get to the break. I really don't know how to get to the break.
Actually,
right now.
Mike,
I really don't know.
I might do better on something a little less challenging, like press your luck.
Yeah, this is, you know what? What you should do though, since I heard the breathing before, bring your machine that you don't sleep with, and you can use it during the show.
Oh, that'll be excellent. I'll
that'll
use that.
Probably be what
sure.
We'll do. There we
good.
Go. That's what I was looking for. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the homepage. Page, you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Keep up that positive attitude that I just demonstrated there.
Right.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day.
Hit me!
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeOmarishow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
It does have electrolytes. And electrolytes are wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Byju's Future School. Is that right, Rob? Did I get that right?
Byju's. Yes, exactly. Byju's Future
Byju's.
School.
As a parent, you want the best for your kids. But even the best schools, even in those schools, your child probably isn't getting the one-to-one teaching they need to reach their full potential. Too many kids, not enough teachers. At Byju's Future School, students receive personalized attention and a world-class learning experience, completely online to supplement their in-person school education. Byju's Future School is the leading online learning platform that's revolutionizing education for millions of students worldwide. Students receive personalized attention with live access to a teacher one-on-one or one-to-four settings. Byju's Future School currently offers coding and music courses for grades 1 to 12 and math courses for grades 1 to 8, with more subjects launching before you know it. Byju's math and music courses help build a foundation of knowledge and self-confidence. And with Byju's coding course, students explore the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games, like Minecraft. Oscar enrolled his nephew, and he's loving it. Join the millions of parents who want a better learning experience for their children. Visit byjuice.com/US to get your first class free, plus a $25 gift card for Roblox, one of the hottest online gaming pro platforms in the world. That's byjuice.com/US, and we want to say thank you to Byju's. That's a wonderful, wonderful organization to be involved with. And now hit the music, guys. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And over the weekend, this was the big, big story. Not only the passing of Bob Dole, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit tomorrow. I'd like to give a day of buffer before the Heaven Angels sing. CNN suspended Chris Cuomo last week for using his position to help his brother Andrew Cuomo deal with sexual harassment claims that came to light when Andrew was governor of New York. But by the end of the week, CNN decided to cut ties completely. CNN says that during its initial investigation, additional information came to light that they will continue to look into. They didn't say what the information was. On Saturday, Chris was hit with a sexual misconduct allegation of his own. The alleged victim is a former junior colleague at another network. There's no word on her identity or what she's claiming Chris did to her. Okay, why am I confused about the timing of this? It just seems interesting that when he gets suspended, then he gets sued for sexual harassment, and this is something that happened a while ago. I don't know.
Do you think it's just a seems, kick him when he's down figure. Situation?
No, I have no idea. I just I just don't get it. I think probably, you know, he's been in this arena before.
Right.
Andrew, you know. I'm sorry, Cuomo brothers. You know, I mean, it sucks, but it's the reality that we live in now. It is.
Mike, we have to be, look, is it a bummer? Yes. But we can't be hypocritical, especially you and I, about if this was on the other side, we'd be all over this, right?
Right, absolutely.
We'd be all over this. And
turnabout is fair play.
Yeah,
you've got to deal with it.
You're like,
you know?
Okay, and I don't know if this is the allegations that just came out. Probably came to light when they were doing this investigation.
That could
CNN
be.
Was.
Yeah, that could
I
be.
I think
the
so.
Third party. They were like,
by the way,
it looks like there's something else happening here.
And while you're here.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think that there is a... it seems like when you talk about it, when you go back and you look at, say, the Kennedy family, where the Kennedys did this, you think there's a culture of this? Do you think, I mean, does this come from, hey, you know, my brother did it, now I did it, the whole thing? And when you think about Chris Cuomo defending the brother, you're thinking about the fact that, well, right there, there's, you know, here's how I'm going to help you, here's how I'm going to help you, but there's no, hey, man, you got to get your act together. You know what I mean? You never hear about that.
Yeah.
I think helping him would be same. But then if Chris is doing the same thing as Andrew, you got the same situation there. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. One of them should be the get your act together guy, you know, and right. Obviously neither of them is. And well, I like when you refer to them as the Cuomo brothers. Sounds like they're going to renovate houses.
Yeah, but, you know, it looks like if he's got that kind of, even if when you're associated with a guy like Andrew Cuomo who had that many allegations against him, and then even one of these comes to light, you wonder if they had a way of communicating with women that was just inappropriate for a long time. And look, I have done it for, I've been around businesses where we're involved with women, and you got to kind of watch your P's and Q's.
Well, it's become, frankly, we've all, you know, especially in radio, God, things are just not, they're not as they should have been. Bottom line, they weren't.
You mean as far as behaviors?
Yeah, when we
worked, my God, groupies, everything, it's terrible.
When I see these two gentlemen, and it's a fall from grace, and as I told my father, and I was talking to a friend, I said, just a true bummer to see that guy go this way. But for me, you start thinking about, it's beyond, you know, high tea and just being like always looking for that. It's power. And how long has his family had power for? Right?
Yeah, power.
Absolutely.
Is a big
Where
deal.
They and you know, he's a national celebrity, people throwing themselves at him. So that's it. So Chris Cuomo, let me see if I got everything in here. Yeah, he's done. He's
Do you think
back
he'll
in 2005? That's the other one.
Wow.
Back this could be the reason CNN, by the way, the allegation, the reason they decided to fire him, but they said they already had enough of a reason to let him go. Chris denies the allegation. Back in 2005, Cuomo was accused of inappropriate touching while employed by ABC News. So there it is. It's I'm sorry.
History.
If you're grabbing, I don't know, man.
Do you think he'll land anywhere?
That's hard to say now. If you had told me when he got dismissed because for helping his brother, but it's different now.
As long as he's not
different.
Like Matt Lauer, as long as it doesn't go that way, I believe he'll land somewhere. The guy who was on Zoom doing the, you know, hanky-panky to himself.
Yeah, oh, Jeffrey Toobin came back.
He got
Who knows? In 2002, this is a palate cleanser right here. This is a fun story. Halle Berry made history with her turn in the drama Monsters Ball. She became the first black woman to win a Best Actress Oscar. I remember that night.
Yep.
It was fun to watch. 3 years later, she received a more dubious trophy, Worst Actress in the Razzie Awards for 2004's Catwoman. So Berry decided, like a few other people, Tom Green included, she would pick it up in person. Barry talked to Vanity Fair, did an interview, and said that that night she took the stage holding her Oscar in one hand and the new crappy one in the other.
That's so great.
Here's what she said. I went to the Razzie Awards because I feel like we all take ourselves so seriously. She said, if we get an award, we get the Oscar, we somehow are made to feel like we're somehow better than everybody else, but we're really not. You were just chosen that year by your peers, and you were acknowledged for doing what they considered stellar work. If I can show up to collect an Oscar when you're honoring me, I can certainly show up to collect a Razzie when you say, good try, but do better.
That's so classy.
What a
though.
Soft way of saying
yeah,
it, too.
It,
that's
love
fantastic.
Love it that he showed up for that.
All in all, she doesn't regret going, although the award wasn't long for this world. She said, I had a great time, and then I set that thing on fire. I love Halle Berry and that new movie, Bruised. I think you should check it out.
I watched
it
this
really
weekend. On your
Did you dig it? Was it pretty good?
Shannon and I watched it. It is believable because of Halle
Berry.
You were absolutely. And I was like, I wonder what Mike. And you're like, oh, now I see what he meant about the physicality of the role.
Yeah, she's doing those exercises
really
for
good.
Real.
Dark,
when she's
sad,
very sad. It's a bummer. I was fit my mood. Anyway, a guy from Italy tried to get one over on his country's COVID-19 vaccine mandates, but it didn't work. He tried to get vaxxed while wearing a prosthetic arm. The 50-year-old who sought to avoid the jab but still get the so-called green pass, I guess that's how you travel in Italy, signed a consent form and lifted up his sleeve for the healthcare worker, who didn't notice anything amiss at first. But when the woman touched the fake limb, she realized something was odd, told the man to remove his shirt, and saw that it was a fake arm. Now, the lady that was doing this was 60-year-old Philippa Bua. She was the healthcare worker. And she was going to give him the shot, and she said, she felt offended as a professional. She added that the color of the arm made me suspicious.
Oh, God.
That's funny. It was well made, but it wasn't the same color. So so there's that.
Also, how would the needle go into it? I can't see it working. That the
I don't think there's latex that would be that easy.
What about the Tropic Beauties?
I don't know. Great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
When you brought those things in, that guy that made it, do you think you could put a needle in the arm of one of those and it would feel like a regular arm?
You could put a lot of things in them and feel like a lot of regular things.
How dare you?
Thank you. And now a little something something. So there's this homeowner in Poolsville, Maryland. You might have seen this on your local news.
Oh, no.
So he got him a house infested with snakes. So he decides what any normal person would do, he's going to smoke them out. So he puts some hot coals with some smoky stuff in the basement. But he puts the coals too close to some combustible materials. And the house goes up like a Roman candle.
Oh, no.
Now, the house sits about a mile off the main road, so there ain't no hydrants around, you know, where they can get the water to spray on a fire. It's ridiculous. Even though about 75 firefighters arrived, they start having trouble because the house is so far away from the road.
Too far.
The fire caused about $1 million of damage. Ooh, it must have been a big, big house. That's a really expensive. Oh, yeah, it says here he paid $1.8 for it. Oh. Just a rich guy. It's trying to get rid of his snakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Thank God. Thank God there were no injuries. Everyone agrees that them snakes were probably cooked in the fire.
Sure.
So he accomplished that, but $1 million worth of damage. Nothing to sneeze at. Now officials say if you got snakes, don't try to smoke them out.
Oh, okay.
Just seal the cracks in a foundation around a house and get rid of your other rodents. Because if you got rats, field mice, all those other things crawling around, you know, you're going to have, they're going to attract snakes because that's a food source.
Buffet.
The food source for the snakes is rodents.
Right.
I recommend setting out some little bowls, fill them up with some English's fried chicken, and then shoot them when they come out for a little snack, the other rodents.
What do you shoot them with?
A bow and arrow. Thank you very much. Got to take a break, everybody. That's it. We will be back with more fun. So I haven't had a really good Baltimore story in a long time.
Love it.
More fun, more thrills coming out. I want to hear about everything that happened to the other boys right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, including solar panels at the Santana home. We'll be right back, everybody.
Twitch.
And I'm Ahmad. We're here today to present TMOS True or False.
We'll tell you a surprising fact about your favorite podcast, and you guess whether it's true or it's false.
Here we go.
Mike O'Mara is distantly related to Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria.
True. By the age of 22, Rob Spiewak could already consume 114 beers in one sitting.
I've seen him do it.
Oscar Santana discovered Paraguay and invented the game Clue.
Yes. Ponyboy Matt Bloom was jumped into an Asian street gang in 2014.
True.
Dan O'Brien was born with a tail.
Oh, Debbie has it in a shoebox.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center is the very best way to do your holiday shopping.
You damn right.
You'll save time, money, and avoid the hassle of fighting the crowds at the big box store.
He ain't lying.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You boys have a meeting this weekend? Did you have a big meeting with with fruitcaking and all that good stuff?
Things are all coming together, and it's exciting. As a matter of fact, Twitch did a dry run at his house, and he made me a fruitcake. I can't wait to bake this year. They're going to be so good.
He is into it. And Mark Riddell, thank you for all your hard work for us. We appreciate it. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration. I'm telling you about Liquid IV because we believe in it. It's good stuff. It's important to keep your body properly hydrated. And when it gets colder, cooler, you don't notice that, especially when you're out doing stuff. Flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. Prioritizing hydration helps us feel healthier on a day-to-day basis, and it lets us live up to our highest potential. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. And not only that, but the product tastes great. Flavors like watermelon, strawberry. My favorite is lemon lime. Yes. It has been from the beginning. Tis the season for a few extra drinky poos. So I've used Liquid IV if I've had a little too much day.
It has.
Or too much night night before.
Mike, it has.
It really does. What makes it so effective? I got it for you. Cellular transport technology.
Ooh.
Cellular transport technology.
Bow and arrow.
CTT. That's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast. Liquid IV is out to change the world by donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally, and that is awesome. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. You help our show when you do that, too. Mm-hmm. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Welcome back to the show. Your mother is the last person in the world, Oscar Santana, that I would ever think would be exploring wonderful, earth-saving technology.
Renewable
with solar panels.
Resources, Mike.
Alternative fuel sources. Yeah. She got solar panels on
her
house?
This is what's crazy. My mom has had solar panels for the better part of a decade. She's already had them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and
it's marvelous.
Yeah, it's great. Though,
Jimmy Carter spoke so highly of them.
Yes, he did. The reason why I brought this up, and I got to tell you, when my dad and I are together, now I know why he leaves for 6 months. Because he gets what I get for 4 hours.
Well, he gets a concentrated version
of
it,
right? Yeah, he gets
that,
and he's like, I got to go. We're watching, remember that wonderful Netflix documentary that I've been begging you guys to see? It's called Countdown, Inspiration 4, about the space.
Yeah.
The SpaceX launch, right? For St. Jude's. Just wonderful. I'm watching it with them again because they love on Sundays to watch program. Like, what do you think we should watch? I said, we should watch this.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Family TV night.
Yeah,
it's great
perfect.
Family TV night.
And
watch the show about El Rocket.
And it's also impressive and it's you know, emotional.
Yeah.
And my mom, as soon as she sees Elon Musk and Tesla, she starts barking about having his solar panels. So my mom automatically starts saying that she starts like connecting herself to this space launch with her solar panels that are on our roof and waving her phone at us because the Tesla solar panels that she has on her roof show how much power she's getting from the grid. And I said, Mom.
So does she? She has Tesla.
She's had them installed, and they used to be called Solar Green or something. And now Tesla bought Solar Green out, so they're called Tesla solar panels.
And these are the.
Can
big,
I ask you?
Yes. Right, I'm
Go
sorry,
ahead.
Mike. I was going to say Please. These are the big guys that are up on the roof.
Yes, and all up on the roof. They're huge.
Let me ask you a question about that. So, are there solar panels that are more efficient than? I mean. Is there so she's complaining about the quality
she's
of her solar panels? I don't even know how solar
she's
panels work.
She's bragging to us that she somehow made the SpaceX mission possible by purchasing these Tesla solar panels.
So she's like a mini investor.
Yeah, she's like
by supporting Elon Musk.
Yeah, I know him. Like Elon directly sold the solar panels to my mom.
Like an elf. He's Santa Claus. Yes. I know him.
Yes.
I know him.
And my father just wants to watch the show.
That's awesome.
And she's barking about her solar panels. We finally had to pause to look at her app that she has where it shows how much energy she's getting. And I said, Mom, can you please not make this about you? We're trying to watch the show, and you keep on talking about how you're part of it. You didn't go to space. You don't know Elon. And I was like, we know that there are apps on our phone that show us things.
Of course.
And she goes, Chess, pero el
sol. So what she is doing effectively is marrying herself, you know?
Does my mom make it all about her? Yes.
I get it. She marries herself to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's strange when we're alone, maybe because of the buffer is usually Shannon. Shannon, she doesn't know how to get annoyed by my mom yet because she's in that, like, this is my husband's mom. I will listen to her.
Oh, there's still a politeness.
My
chip
dad
there,
and I, our fuse is burned like that, right? Because I can see my dad being like, I'm just trying to watch the show.
Yeah.
My mom swears she knows Elon. I have to explain to her that's not the same white guy that sold you these solar panels. Different dude. not the founder. And then they proceed to fight about who is greener.
That's a nice fight to have.
And my mom said, well, I'm saving the earth because of these panels.
Right.
And my father says, well, I use well water in Bolivia. And then they start going back and forth.
Boy,
and
that can't be safe.
And I'm sitting
there. Well, water in Bolivia.
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
I made a cholera joke. He was not happy about that.
Boil it. Boil that water, please.
I like the way you pronounce it, too. Cholera.
Cholera. And I sit there, and I'm like, what's going on? I literally stopped. I said, why are we fighting about who's... We're watching a beautiful show. Why can't we just watch the show? And he goes, because it's your mother. Your mother can't be happy. And then she gets into, I could have gone to space.
What?
If your father just let me go to college...
Oh. Wow. Wow. When's he going back? When's he going back to Bolivia?
Probably in 2 months. If you could go to space, you go tomorrow.
Would he be okay with her going to space now?
My dad looked at me like he's like, she just this one drum. Uh-huh. She could have gone. She could have gone. But my mom swears, he said, no, you can't go. Swears on her life.
So she has always considered that your father held her back from her potential?
My mom has this line in Spanish, and I'll say it the way she says it.
Okay.
Porque no me dejó estudiar, which means because he didn't let me study.
Oh, no.
Oh, so sad.
And that is my cue to get, like, literally, I look, Santos, we're out of here. And they're like, why are you leaving? I'm like, I'm not here for this. I want you guys. And they finally shut down and watch the show, but I hear them bickering from the living room. I'm in the kitchen doing work, and they're bickering. And I'm like, this is what it's like. This is why this man leaves for 6 months.
Yeah.
This poor is why. Fella.
It's beautiful, though. And they're green. And your solar panels are fantastic.
Yeah, and you know what? They're both green. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Do they still do the thing? They used to do an advertisement when I was a kid that if you have solar panels and you provide enough electricity, the power company has to buy electricity back from you.
I'm sure that happens in Florida or Arizona.
Probably not in Olney.
They have a program down here where you get free electricity. You get it. They'll install it for you for free.
Right.
And because I don't know, someone told me, I don't know if it's true because I don't believe everything that I hear on the news, that there's a lot of sunshine down here in Florida.
How's that?
I'm not quite sure about that. Yeah,
does your state have a nickname?
Redneck Haven?
That's the one. I love it.
The Cracker Barrel?
Yes. Mike, you can use solar energy to make meth.
The state of bicycles, main transportation? Where the party ends?
Ends.
Where seniors come to die? Feel free if you want to join in. I'm coming up with state slogans for Florida. We're stupid. You can be too.
Slowly sinking.
I've got one.
Since 1972.
The sun passed to heaven.
God's waiting room.
Guns aren't just a way of life. They're fun too. Florida.
Powder is cheaper here.
Powder is cheaper. Dry powder. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrill. Speaking of Florida, lots of Florida fun down here. And, I have to share something with a new sport that my son is pursuing.
Oh!
Big time fun. Friday night. Friday Night Lights, baby. Friday Night Lights, baby! We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You have the distinct privilege and honor of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS Bonus Show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He loves that promo, I bet, doesn't he?
Mike, or your money back.
Or your money back. Very, very excited. Rob, how are Best Fiends, that amazing puzzle game
that you love?
How's it going?
I was on it this weekend, as a matter of fact, and I'm right now at level 4877. It's called Secret Trails, and you have to defeat, Mike, 12 green slimes, 6 daisy plants, and 100 strawberries.
Now, not let as me easy ask you a question. So you obviously wrote that down.
Yeah, because I want to know the notes. Yeah.
Well, I just you don't memorize it.
Well,
you don't,
Mike,
I mean, you don't just know
after,
that you have to. What you, I mean,
4,
if you're obsessed 000, with it, if you're obsessed with it, wouldn't you know that?
After 4,877 levels, sometimes
how many?
4,877. That's where I'm at. So every level has a different strategy.
He's deep into this game.
Every level has a different task. So I wrote it down to make sure I got it right because I forget. I'm closing in on 5,000 levels of this game.
Best Fiends, it's been there for you for such a good time.
I love it.
Yeah, listen, stop crushing the same old candy.
Right.
And try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. Best Fiends. You play through an actual storyline complete with good guys and not so good guys. The good guys are the fiends. The bad guys are the slugs. And you won't be able to put it down. It's the best puzzle game out there. And no Wi-Fi needed. Play it anytime, anywhere. So even if holiday travels take you over the river and through the woods... you can still fight them slugs. Fight them slugs.
What's so great about it, Mike, is what happens when you defeat a level, you earn, like, currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can upgrade your fiend so it's easier to beat the next level. It goes on and on and on. It's the best. It's the
best. Beat those snotty little slugs.
I don't like the slugs.
When you need a mental pick-me-up, get Best Fiends. Get on the bandwagon now. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends, and we thank you. Friday night was my son's first flag football game. And I have three children. I have been to Little League.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to field hockey. I have been to ice skating. I have been to hockey. I have been to Little League baseball games. I will tell you right now that those Crumb Crunchers running around on the field playing flag football is without question the most entertaining little sport that I've seen my kids. And I absolutely loved it. It's Florida. It's flag football in the middle of winter. It is spectacular. And we had a fantastic
you
time.
You say Friday Night Lights. Is it actually under the lights? Is it
at
night? Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. That
starts at about 4:50. They have a practice before. And then that's also no fuss, no muss, which is, I haven't done a deep dive on the parental analysis of the situation. I will tell you the vibe I distinctly got is that we were slightly unprepared. That will not be the case next
in
week.
In what way?
Because, we didn't bring our little camp chairs, the camp chairs that all the parents have along
have
the sidelines.
Those,
just super chill, where you're right on top of the field and everybody's got some snacks and some water. And it just was my physician, my family doctor was there with his three children. It was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. And My boy, an interception and run for a touchdown.
Oh, look at this.
Which
look
was pretty special.
Look at this guy.
Is, look, all right, you tell me what your thoughts on, because I really have no idea about this. I get the vibe that flag football is parents that like the game, that enjoy the game, but don't really like the idea of the pads and the helmets and the cracking of the skulls and all that, and perhaps are doing this because they just like the pure recreation aspect of their kids running around on a football field for
and
a couple of hours.
There's probably a small percentage that want them to progress to, like, the upper levels, right?
I don't know.
Well, you can learn the game through flag football.
Yeah, the mechanics.
And if you show
the game,
aptitude,
yeah.
Then you can get into the hitting.
So there's this dad who's their coach. His name's Jeremy, and he's Cooper's father, friend of Michael's.
Okay.
And he's just spectacular. Spectacular with the kids. He's just so, he looks every bit the football coach.
That's awesome.
And he's so good at it. I don't know who the other father was on the team, but he was
his name was Ted Lasso.
He looked like Pony. He looked a little bit like Pony. He was not as vocal as our guy. And it's just, they're running around. Kids just love to run around and do stuff.
They
you know what I mean?
The
and
yeah.
Run them. Tire them out.
It was fun. And next week. Look, if we don't, I'm pretty sure we have some kind of camp chair in the garage. If not, I, you know how I am.
Oh, you like to be prepared.
You don't get to look like this if seated comfort is not supremely important to you. Yes.
When Julia was doing the volleyball thing when she was in middle school, we had to go to volleyball.
Outdoor,
every Saturday.
Outdoor volleyball?
No, indoor. It was a winter thing. It was every Saturday. And because they would put two courts in the small gym, they didn't pull out the bleachers. So it was important to bring a chair. Mike, I will send you a link for the best camp chair that you can imagine. And it
really?
Folds. It folds to like 6x6.
Like almost, an umbrella.
Yeah, like an umbrella. But
and you carry it over your shoulder and stuff like that?
Absolutely, and it has a drink holder.
Ooh,
and it's really good.
Fantastic.
I will send you the link.
I just don't. I was looking at the parents too because it is Friday night, and I was kind of looking at the. This is. I'm not a bad father. I'm really not.
No,
I
know where you're headed, and this is.
But I was looking at the beverage containers.
Sure.
Just observing. I didn't see anything. I don't think it's an opportunity for the parents to get their
Miller.
Drink on.
Yeah, well, in Florida, the kid playing flag football can drive him home, right?
Thank you. On that note, you may go. Oscar has to depart. Oscar is going to be. That's it. See, that's a contribution that gets you excused from class. That's wonderful. We're going to come back.
Goodbye,
we've got the we've got Soundtown with Rob Spiewak.
Yes, a trip to Soundtown.
And
Mike.
we will do that. And we will come back with more. Am I right? Are we at the
that's
right part
exactly
of the show
right.
with Soundtown?
You couldn't be more right.
That's good. We'll take a break and come back with more Love Flight Football right after this.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beat Shazam. Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by Alive Bear and only on Fox Midnight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refinance and take cash out or purchasing a new home. After the new Omicron COVID variant was announced, mortgage interest rates plummeted back below 3%. But listen, from the news I'm reading, it's not going to last long because people aren't going to freak out as much about this one. But what it means for you with them going below 3%, well, you can use the equity in your home to cover your holiday expenses, pay off credit cards, take cash out for any reason, all while making the interest tax deductible. Just call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender with their own money, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. So even if you're working with another company, use them to make sure you're getting the best deal. They have AAA ratings with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of great reviews. Why would you call anyone else? Call the only mortgage company I recommend and Rob recommends and
love
also
them.
Oscar, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Now, before we get to the Soundtown, you were going to do something. You mentioned something about technology that was frustrating to you, or how did that work?
You know, I'm an old school guy, right? And I like my things sometimes classic. Kodak made a big deal over the weekend that they're releasing a new disposable camera that takes black and white photos on film. And you know what? I don't see the need for it. I've always hated disposable cameras. And black and white nowadays, if you want it, take a digital picture and convert it to black and white. You don't need to go through the hassle of developing the film. And also, the other thing, and this one I know we're going to agree on, kids are bringing back cassettes. The worst.
Oh, my
the
God.
Worst.
Oh, my God. Wow. Getting an SDM vibe out there.
I know. Julia said,
Stephen Douglas McIntyre, we love you. Bring back those cassettes. My God.
Julia went to a record store in Richmond. She says, Dad, they were selling classic cassettes.
I said, look.
Burn them. It's bad fidelity. It's bad technology. Don't go backwards just for the sake of going backwards. That's
no, and I will tell you, as someone who had to actually be a club DJ.
Yes.
And work with cassettes. It was the most difficult format in the world. And there is a retro movement, but it's interesting when you talk about disposable cameras. And I get it. And I'm with you.
I hate
really
them.
No need.
I hate
However,
them.
My Michael's babysitter and our dear friend, his other grandmother, Carmen.
Yes.
Who has been with our family since he was an infant. And she is very special to us. And she's had a terrible year. Lost her mom and one of her brothers in the same year. Just a wonderful lady. She posted, I think this morning or yesterday, that she was going through some old boxes. And she found what appeared to be like six or seven of those disposable cameras that somebody had used.
Oh, wow.
Which, if you found it that way, you know, if you went that way, it might be kind of a treasure trove to see, oh my God, when were these used? Because they, the correct
one value
me if I'm wrong,
back in the day, as it was a big trend when I was married, is you put one disposable camera on every table at your reception. And,
right.
And people captured candids that way. But that predated the phone.
And then when you turned it in to get it developed, you just give them the camera.
Exactly.
And then you get the film back. You didn't get. So she's got the potential, and I can't wait to see her again,
God,
to ask her about, you know, what she has on there, especially with, you know, her family and what they've been through this year. So from that standpoint, it's good. But don't go backwards. I agree with you 100%.
And people, before you call me out on this, is like, you know, I love my vinyl. I love my 45s. But those exist to preserve the music the way it was intended to be listened to. Like when you drop a needle on a Beatles album, it was engineered to be listened to on a record. They put it out on CD. They put it out on cassette later, but the original format was vinyl. And
you and I could do a whole show on this, but let me ask you this question about delivery of sound. All right.
Okay.
With I'll give a random one out there. Say a Pandora.
Okay.
Don't you find that the delivery of music, if you just want to do it randomly, couldn't it be more streamlined, more efficient?
Of course.
Where you get more of a say in what you're listening to, you know, without thumbs up, thumbs down. I just find sometimes that even with Apple Music, with Pandora, with all these services, Sirius satellite, stuff like that, it's just a muckety muck. It's a mess.
I stay away from all that stuff. What I do is I'll curate my own list, but also I will just randomly go through my whole phone. And I end up skipping around a lot because I've got everything in there.
Yeah.
But
not everybody's you, though.
Not
everyone's
me.
For the average schmo out
there.
You know,
yeah, but if I listen to, like, Carrie, I'll get in the car and she'll be listening to, you know, some music and, like, some records. I said, why are you listening to this Romeo's tune by Steve Forbert? And she says, I don't know. It's on Apple Music or it's on Spotify.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I guess, you know, that's what you get.
I think they ought to make it easier for people to do what you do. You got a million records,
yes.
You know, that are all digitized and all stored.
Right.
Most people don't have that. They ought to make it easier. And now, speaking of sound, let's get right to it.
Oh, let's go.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the Big Ten.
The sound.
There's a new sound.
Sound.
What a sound. Sound.
That's the sound.
Sound Town.
What about the sound of Britney Spears, Mike? Is she spinning out? I don't know.
Freedom. Well, she's newly free, so we know that.
She was on Instagram this weekend doing an impression of every therapist she had to go to when she wasn't free. So I don't know if this is. I find it relatively entertaining, but I hope she's. I hope there's nothing wrong with Britney.
Hi, so as your therapist today, I'm here to just ask you a couple of questions. Not here to trouble you. I just want you to be completely relaxed. I'm here to help you. Key number one. So relax. Totally relax, lay down, do what you have to do. Just a couple of questions. Everything's gonna be fine. But the psychosis of what's going on in your head kind of goes into mine too. So we need to just clear these blockages, you know, so I can read you well, you read me well, so I can do my work. That's what it's about. I need to do my work for you to help you succeed. I think we need to figure some things out. Are you breathing well? Are you eating well? Are you okay daily? And what time do you go to sleep at night?
Sounds to me like she could be a therapist.
All right, let me ask you this.
Right.
You watched the video of this as well?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is audio Sound Town, but this is also some video. When I saw the last video clip from Britney Spears, speaking of sleep, she looked like she'd been up a bit. How did she look in this particular video? She look okay?
Tired. She doesn't have like crazy eyes, but you know what? I don't know. She is probably, maybe she's overindulging in being free.
I don't know.
You know, hard to say. I think this could be a hint to go either way. So let's keep an eye on Brittany.
All right. All right, very good.
And speaking of Brittany, I've always wondered about the substitute teacher vibe. Because when I was in school, I had good subs and I had bad subs. A guy in Austin, Texas was asked to leave his substitute post because his lesson plan was to sing karaoke to the students. And
what grade? What grade level?
Middle school, I think it was. But
oh,
he was
perfect. But the best kids for that.
What
That's
was
awesome.
So great is that a kid, of course, taped him doing it because you can't do anything without getting taped.
Oh,
and,
God.
And the song he was singing was by Britney Spears. So imagine you're an eighth grader and you go in and your sub is singing Toxic.
You're toxic.
All right, I have so many questions that you may not be able to answer based on.
I'll do my best.
So what type of class was it? Do we know the class?
No, it just looked like a standard classroom, maybe a history class. I don't know. But, you know, a sub sometimes is provided with like a lesson plan.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
This was not it.
But if you didn't get, but based on what the compensation level for people to do that for a living,
yes.
You might go in and just say F it. That would be fun. Yeah,
I think if I were a substitute teacher, I'd be a video guy.
My son in first grade loved his teacher so much that he would be freaked out if they had a substitute.
Really?
He'd hate it if they had a substitute. Second grade, role reversal. Anyway, that's it. Yeah,
looking it's forward a little, to it, yeah.
He actually is very jacked when they have a substitute. So it changes, I think, all the time.
Mike, there's a guy named Dan O'Keefe. He was a writer on Seinfeld. And this story is fascinating to me. Because, you know, I think there's so many pieces of pop culture that we got from Seinfeld. Probably one of the top ones is Festivus, this time of year especially.
Right.
Festivus for the rest of us. This writer says that Festivus was really invented by his bipolar, drunken, high-functioning father. And this is the story of how Festivus found its way from real life onto Seinfeld.
Growing up, myself and my two brothers were in a form of child abuse that yet wasn't recognized as such by the state of New York. Induced to perform seasonal rituals, just a very formalized setting for yelling at us, a holiday that was unique to our family. It didn't have a set date. It just happened whenever he felt like it or was extremely hungover and wanted to jumpstart his synapses. You never know when it was coming. And I'm at a party and my loudmouth younger brother opens his yap and mentions this weird family holiday called Festivus. And I'm on Seinfeld at the time and a couple of my coworkers are there. And then one of them say, Jerry thinks this is hilarious and we want to put it in the show. I tried to dissuade them. They said, look, it can go in your episode or someone else's. So I figured if this has to be smeared onto the world, then I might as well be the hand doing the smearing.
A new holiday was born, a Festivus for the rest of us.
I love the notion that he's describing his own father as bipolar, drunken, but extremely high functioning. But can
That's
you imagine?
Man, great bit on that show too, Festivus.
But you know, you go back to like even the days of like the Dick Van Dyke Show. Carl Reiner pulled almost every plot line from someone's real life.
Yeah.
And that's where the great stuff comes from. And you would think that Festivus is so outrageous, but it really happened.
I know you love Curb, right? You love Curb,
yes,
your enthusiasm.
I do.
But don't you find that the Larry is an a-hole theme sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's just tired, tired, tired. When Larry goes into the doctor's office, how come there isn't anybody sitting here?
I agree with that, but it's tempered with the awkward energy. And I think I think those are a good balance. A-hole and just the cringeworthy.
And who's his fat manager? Who's
Jeff
that
Garland.
Guy?
He's great. He
Jeff
plays Garland. Jeff Green. He plays Jeff Green, but Jeff Garland.
Is Jeff Green going to be using a walker pretty soon? Is that? I'm just kind of curious about that.
You should see him on, because he also does the show The Goldbergs.
Right.
And the Goldbergs character makes the other one look like Jack LaLanne, because he is really lazy on The Goldbergs. We wish him all the best. Mike, I like to bring you good mashups. This is one I did not see coming, and this is good for Christmas. I know we're all probably a little tired of the Mariah Carey record that they play every Christmas, but what if it was by Twisted Sister? Now, maybe you've got something. Check this out. This is our mashup of the day.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it.
Pitch control there a little bit.
Yeah, but I love the fact that they use the pitch control to make him harmonize with himself. So it's like a pretty D. Snyder. So you can check that out if you want. Now, there is a show on, I think it's the E! Network, Clash of the Cover Bands,
okay,
which is horrible. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that I would ever watch it, except for the fact that they had a Poison cover band that did quite well that so impressed Bret Michaels that he invited them to back Bret Michaels as his band.
To my good friends in Shot of Poison, this is your buddy Bret Michaels. And I just want to tell you this. This is my gift to you. I just want to say for all your hard work and dedication to making a Poison show look incredible and everything that you do, I'm going to invite you to join me on stage, all right, at a Bret Michaels show, and we will do Nothing But a Good Time on my Nothing But a Good Vibe tour, all right? Thank you, my friends. Nothing but the best.
You want to talk about a buffet of suck? Do you want to go see Bret Michaels do a solo show? Do you want to see a Poison cover band? Do you want to see Bret in
is
front
Bret
of a
Michaels? Is Bret Michaels touring with Poison?
No,
because he's only offered them one song.
And I
that's
think
all
it's,
he's offered
I think
them.
It's a Bret solo show. So that's a big dish on the buffet of suck right there.
That's no fun.
But at
I
least
don't think
he
so.
Didn't fall off stage like Vince Neil.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. Sorry,
that's fine. It's just
Twisted Sister. I got it wrong.
But you know, they're all the same, aren't they?
They all. Well, you run together.
Yeah, they really do. And this is let's squeeze two more in here real quick. It's National Microwave Day, Mike.
Okay.
And I love this. This is a report on the microwave in 1968 in Great Britain. And I love the concerns that they have about.
That's when we were probably, I'm old enough to remember when they first came on and
right.
People were freaked out because you thought that maybe you'd get radiation because radiation was a big thing back then.
Well, I didn't have a microwave oven in my house until the 80s. So we were still cooking.
And when you got the one that you had in the 80s, it was actually coal burning.
We were the least greenhouse in town.
There you go. That's right. Black smoke pouring out of the Spiewak residence.
We had a big steam pipe.
Right. Yeah, but boy, I tell you, you know, when you would heat up that mac and cheese,
delicious.
You know, not only was it good, but it had a nice little smoky flavor
to it. It
was
delicious. But here's the concern in 1968 when they debuted the microwave oven in Great Britain.
Open the microwave oven door, place it on the grill, shut the door, which starts the cooking process. And that, I'm told, will take about 70 seconds. So while I'm waiting, a word perhaps with Mr. George Langdon, one of the men who are
that's the sound
marketing
of sperm
this
dying.
Machine. Well, how soon is it going to be in the housewife's kitchen, Mr. Langdon?
We estimate it should be in the housewife's kitchen within about a year to 18 months.
And what's the cost going to be?
The cost should be in the region of 100 to £120. But again, this is a thing of the future.
This seems an awful lot to pay, if you don't mind me saying, for a cooker which won't actually brown food. You can't have roast York pudding or anything like that with it.
True, it doesn't actually brown, but it doesn't mean to say that you won't be able
bugger
to
off
Yorkshire pudding. It will possibly be a unit incorporated within the housewife's normal cooker, and she will still be able to do her own cooking.
The housewife, Mike. The housewife.
I seem to have lost the sight in my right eye. I'm terribly sorry. That's so lovely.
Why does your child only have but 8 fingers? We're just going to warm up this Yorkshire pudding. All right, Mike, of all the, you deal with wildlife in Florida all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we'll close with this. In Louisiana, one of the key enemies of the household is the skunk. And
yep.
I mean,
they're okay. You just have to be careful because skunks are really not that bad. It's
no.
Just you got to avoid them.
And
you know?
The smell. That's right. The deal. So,
well, if they spray, but they don't spray as much, you might think.
Well, this is a Louisiana couple that has trapped a skunk under their porch in a skunk trap because, of course, when you're in Louisiana, you have a skunk trap.
Yeah, and if it's under, you're going to get that smell just by nature if it's under your house.
Anyway, this is the natural sound of a Louisiana couple dealing with a trapped skunk. I enjoyed this quite a bit.
I'm going to win this war.
Oh, you got a tail raised.
Back up. You're good.
No, I'm going to get him.
No, please don't. I'm serious.
I gotta get him. Oh, he stinks so bad.
Is he spraying right now?
I don't know, but he stinks. Yeah, he's spraying. Come on, dude. Let me just move you. I'm going to give you a new home.
And
sorry,
then,
I can't go no more.
And Mike, then they were off to the Bret Michaels show.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
Oh! Sorry.
Now leaving it's okay. SoundCloud.
Please come again.
All right, hold on a second. There it is.
There you go. That's all I got.
That's what I wanted to do. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, and we promise we'll all be here right till the end of the show. I promise you that will happen. Listen, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting the Fruitcake Futures, but they are no longer available. We got a couple of people, oddly enough, the fact that we hit it home that Friday was going to be after Black Friday. That was it, but
right.
That's the way it is, folks. So,
sorry, buddy. Next year. Yeah. There's always next year.
Next year, there will always be that. Frankie, get out of here. Get out of here, Frankie.
Go get the skunk.
Frankie coming in for a little pee in the studio.
Gutsy.
That little bastardy. So, hey, I guess I blew it for you, right, Frankie? You were going to urinate on my backdrop. If you didn't already, I swear to God, I know we're supposed to end the show now. Oh, there's Carla. Hold on. Come over here. What? We're almost done. Rob's here. What?
Hi, hey, Carla. Rob. How are you?
I'm good, Carla. How are you? You look lovely.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I thought I was going to see you till this evening.
Well, you changed in plan.
Okay. All right. Don't let her
urinate on the backdrop either.
I won't. For Rob Spielwagen, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.